We are learning the Tshuvah d'Ravadi Yosef, Shalot v'Tshuvah d'Chavadat, Chelek Vav, tonight Siman Vav. Interesting question. Someone on Rosh Chodesh, he comes to Shacharit, he says Shacharit, he forgets to say Alev Yavo. Then Halel, he says, Musaf, he says, and then afterwards he's like, wow, I forgot to say Alev Yavo. But he already said Musaf. So does that matter? Does it matter that he already said Musaf? Why should it matter that he already said Musaf? Like Maran Brachot writes, you didn't say Rosh Chodesh, you didn't mention Yalev Yavod Shacharit. Arvit is different. You didn't mention Yalev Yavod Arvit. You don't have to go back. You didn't mention Shachach, Ta'av Elo Yizkir Rosh Chodesh B'Shacharit. Ein Machzirin Oso. You don't make him go back. Mivnei Sheyacholam Rabat Gilad HaMusafin, because you can just say Musaf. The Gemara says, what? That's not true. That's not the Halacha. Meaning if someone says, wow, we just said Shacharit. We're in the middle of the Chazor. Rabbi, I forgot Yalev Yavo. You gotta go back. So what's the Gemara saying? Dad, don't worry about it. You'll just say Musaf. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ubat Sibur Shanu. We're talking about Sibur. Okay, what's that mean? Bit Sibur Shanu. There are apparently 6-7 different interpretations of what that means. So what's Sibur? Rashi says, you could listen. But because it's Chazorat HaShat, you could hear the Chazan say it. But if you're davening on your own, you have to go back. Alternatively, the Bahag says, we're talking about the Shliach Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur doesn't have to. The Reef says also the Shliach Tzibur, meaning, what would happen? Imagine the Chazan forgot Yalev Yavo. Now what? Now we all got to wait here till he says Amidah again. It's annoying. Torach Tzibur. Sal, because he's the same Musaf anyway, it'll be okay. And the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah say this straight out. If he forgot, because if he forgot, bein b'tfilat lachash, bein b'tfilat chazarat hashat, whether in his private Shemona Esrei or the repetition, and he forgets, so now he can go back. It's annoying. The rest of us are depending on him. It's not just him. We all need to wait. So since he's going to say Musaf anyway, then it'll be okay. So even if he says, wow, I forgot it, what do I do? We tell him, don't repeat it. Don't worry, you'll be able to make it up for Musaf. But not a Yachid. Someone's saying individually, nobody's waiting for you. Nobody's waiting for you. Sounds like if you forgot Yalev Yavo Shacharit, you have to repeat it again. You can't say, oh, don't worry, you'll say it at Musaf. So now what? So what if you did say Musaf? This happens with some frequency. Like, I get this question with a number, like, okay. A number of, like, this happens enough times that it's like a real thing. People, they said Halel, they said Musaf, they're like, wow, but I didn't say Yalev Yavo Shacharit. I'm like, can you realize now? Okay. So what do you do? So the Rama Mipano, he says, no. He says, look, this is the Yachid, an individual, he said Shacharit, forgot Yalev Yavo. He didn't ask what to do. What he should do, repeat Shacharit. He didn't ask. He now says Musaf. Now he wants to know, does he have to repeat Shacharit again? Or say Mincha twice. If you forget Shacharit, you have to say Mincha twice. So what do? So you say Mincha twice, I miss Shacharit. But I said Musaf. So the Rami Pano says, Afilu yachitit v'lel Musaf v'rosh chodesh mizkar shalom ar yalev yalev b'shacharit, ain't no choser. He doesn't have to say it again because he already said Musaf. Ve'in tzarich l'amar shayim mitpalel Mincha shtayim, he doesn't have to say Mincha twice. Why? Ki lo yedieved shel yachid chamur yoter Mishliach Tzibur Lechatchila. Say it again, then we'll translate. Ki lo yedieved shel yachid chamur yoter mishliach tzibur lechatchila. If a shliach tzibur asks you, what should I do? I forgot Yalev Yavo. Don't worry, just say Musaf. So if an individual says, look, I said Musaf. I shouldn't have, but I did. So the Rama Mipano says, if for the shliach tzibur, that's what I would tell him to do. So for an individual, it could also, you shouldn't do it. But if you did it already, yetsa yedei chova. The Knesset HaGdolah disagrees. The Knesset HaGdolah agrees. The Pri Chadash disagrees. The Pri Chadash says, you have to go back. Pri Chadash says, you have to go back. He says, we do this for the Chazan because Torach Tzibur. Everybody's relying on him. You can have the whole Tzibur wait for one guy. He messed up. But just you? Just you, you forgot. So you say an extra Shacharit. That's on you. As long as we take this Torah Tzibur issue very seriously. when it's on everybody, so we make different allowances. But for one individual, yeah, either repeat Shacharit the fifth time, or maybe have to say Mincha twice. The
Chi... Mustafa didn't send him from Shacharit. It's
correct.
So why shouldn't he go back?
No, because Kfar Hizkir is over... The same way a Chazan doesn't have to, Kfar Hizkir is over Shchodesh. We'll see in a minute. Rabbi Tzal Zolti has an idea. The Chida originally agrees with the Ramami Kano and Kisah Adolai, says, why would you have to go back? You already said Musaf. So you mentioned Rosh Chodesh. I mean, it's not Amidah of Shabbat. Amidah of Shabbat is completely a new Amidah. Amidah of Rosh Chodesh is the regular Shmona Esrei with a paragraph. All he did was add a paragraph. So, okay, so he said a paragraph. He said, Mustafa, speak. But then he dug up Tshuva, the Rashba. Rashba is one of the Rishonim. Now, what we're arguing, the Ramami Pano, the Kesach Gdolah, Pri Chadash, were later Achronim, living in the late 1500s, early 1600s. The Rashba is living a long time ago. He's one of the Rishonim. He dug up a Tshuva, the Rashba, and the Rashba says it explicitly. There's a difference between the Chazan and the Tzibur, and therefore the Chida says we should follow the Rashba, and we should repeat. Now, Rabbi Tzal Zolti, he was a chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. He was also very, very friendly with Rabbi Avadia Yosef. Tremendous going. So he says, no, this is really the same machloket as elsewhere. So you got to follow. What if someone on Rosh Chodesh Mincha forgot to say Alev Yavo? Forgot to say Alev Yavo at Mincha of Rosh Chodesh. Let's say yesterday was Rosh Chodesh. He forgot to say Alev Yavo. He comes at Arvit. Should I say Arvit twice or not? Should I say Arvit twice? If you didn't, let's say you forgot Mincha. You completely forgot Mincha. You didn't say Mincha, so then you say Arvit twice. That's what you do. Let's say he forgot Ya'alev Yavot Mincha. Should he say Arvit twice? So Tosfot quotes from Yehuda Sir Leon, one of the Baalei HaTosfot, he says, no, you shouldn't say it twice. He says, what are you going to gain? You said... When you said Mincha on Rosh Chodesh without Ya'alev Yavo, you said Shmona Esrei without Ya'alev Yavo. And what are you going to do on most day Rosh Chodesh? You're going to say Arvi twice. What are you going to do? You're going to make it up by saying a Shmona Esrei without Ya'alev Yavo. So he goes, What did you gain? You already said an Amidah without Ya'alev Yavo. Now you have another Amidah without Ya'alev Yavo. Mayer Viach. So you don't have to go back. He says, meaning we want you to say Ya'alev Yavo. Meaning, you fulfilled the mitzvah of Amidah. You have to do Midrabanan, you have to have Tfilah, you have to have Amidah, you did it. You didn't mention Rosh Chodesh. He says there are two different things. There's Amidah, and it's mentioning Rosh Chodesh. They're both mitzvot. You should do the Amidah, and you should mention Rosh Chodesh. So you fulfilled your Amidah. You didn't mention Rosh Chodesh. So if you make it up later tonight, you're not going to mention Rosh Chodesh either. So what are you going to do? Just say an Amidah? You already said an Amidah, let's speak. But the Rif and the Chachmei Pravan say, no! You, on Rosh Chodesh Mincha, did not say Ya'alev Yavo? Nothing. You have nothing. You accomplished nothing. It's as if you said no Amidah at all. Go back and repeat it later. So Rav Tzal Zolti says the same thing would apply if you skip Ya'alev Yavo Shacharit on Rosh Chodesh. If you hold, like Rabbi Yehuda Sir Leon, that the mitzvah is Amidah, you said Amidah. There's also a mitzvah to mention Rosh Chodesh, and you already said Musaf. So you mentioned Rosh Chodesh. So, you did an Amidah, and you mentioned Rosh Chodesh. What are you going to get? You don't have to do anything extra. But according to the Chachmei Pravans, that, no, if you're missing Ya'alev Yavo, you have nothing. The whole Amidah falls apart. So then, of course, you have to go back. So he says, you see that the Knesset HaGdolah holds like Rav Yehuda Sir Leon, and the Rashba, who says you have to go back, would hold in theory like the Chachmei Pravans, that you're missing the whole Tfilah falls apart. The problem is that the Rashba himself doesn't say that. The Rashba himself says, why do you go back? The Rashba himself, in a separate place, says, I don't understand. In that situation, you don't have to go back. Why would you go back? Why would you have to? It's the same thing again. You missed Mincha and Rosh Chodesh. You missed Ya'alev Yavo and Mincha and Rosh Chodesh. So you're going to say Arvi twice. He says, you already had an Amidah without Ya'alev Yavo. You can gain Amidah without Ya'alev Yavo. He says, it doesn't work. Because the Rashba happens to hold both ways. It seems like the basic difference is, on Shacharit, on Rosh Chodesh, you need to say Ya'alev Yavo. You don't say it, you got to go back. The fact that we're lenient with the Chazan is all about Tircha Ditzibura. So again, if a person forgets Ya'alev Yavo in Shacharit on Rosh Chodesh, even if they already said Musaf, they have to either repeat Shacharit, if there's still time, or say Mincha twice. Masha'enke, the Chazan, who misses Yaleh V'Yavo on Shacharit of Rosh Chodesh, he can make it up by Musaf as a special dispensation given to the Chazan for Tircha de Tzivura reasons.